Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. John Vianney, priest. And from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, More Than You Think.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. If the individuals in the crowd that day did have faith, would they have been able to look beyond their misconceptions and see Jesus as he was, an authentic man of wisdom sent by their God to show love, acceptance, and mighty deeds? They hastened to assume that he was a nobody because they remembered seeing him help Mary carry water or sawing a plank with Joseph. This certainly cannot be a special person. So what do we do with the perceptions which grab us upon seeing a particular person or group or whatever? It's kind of like the difference between reacting and responding. It is certainly helpful to practice responding rather than reacting, accusing, and judging. One time, I served in a parish where there came a gentleman who appeared to be homeless. He would show up at the 8 o'clock Mass on any given weekday, never bothering anyone, but faithful to this call to come to church. Well, the regular daily massers did not like how he looked, where he sat, that is, my pew, get it, or his regular pattern of attending daily Mass. So by and by, the parish held a Christmas dinner. Yes, on Christmas Day, for the lonely, the widowed, the homeless, all were welcome. Guess who showed up? And I only hope that the daily massers were there, because when our gentleman friend saw the old upright piano, he sat down and played and played, and his fingers flew over the keys in joy. What a nice Christmas gift it was for all. So what I think when I read today's gospel is that when you think you have somebody all figured out, and it really isn't your business to do so anyway, maybe, just maybe, your perception, your judgment might be wrong. Maybe that person has an abundance of life and giftedness that is not easily noticed and appreciated.